It's the overview show, not just any overview show. It's the new format overview show, of which this is merely part one. You're going to get a part two as well. It's popular. It's a popular demand thing, this. People said we cannot get enough overviewing, so we're going to overview the ass off everything we can. Part one will be just about Liverpool, but more forensic than ever. You're getting more bang for your overview buck than you ever dreamed of. And part two, which we shall record shortly after this, will be about our nearest and dearest rivals for what? Well, that's what we're going to discuss. With me to discuss everything Liverpool in the recent past and in the imminent present are Neil Atkinson, Paddy Fitzsimon, Harriet Pryor and Kieran Molyneux. For those not familiar with the format of this, what we do is we look back on the previous show and we look what our predictions were to a degree, at what we got wrong, what we got right. We look at the state of Liverpool in the here and now, and we look forward to the imminent games. Okay, just to sort of look backwards briefly, before we recorded the last show, Liverpool were due to play a total of, and my notes are slightly incorrect, is 7 games, 6 of them in the league and 1 in the FA Cup. The league games were going to be Man U at home, Burnley at home, Spurs away, West Ham away, Brighton at home and City at home, and obviously United in the Cup. So of those 6 league games, our panel, and I can't remember who was on it with me. I remember Adam Melia being there or thereabouts because he's one of those who can hang their head in shame. I think you were as well, Paddy, actually.
I was,
can now hang it.
Yeah.
That's a name and shame, Rob.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm naming, I'm shaming. I think, I can't remember Mo was. Let's say Mo Stewart was. We all said out of the 6 games, Liverpool are going to get between 11 and 13 points. So that was before they played City, by the way, in the showdown. I think we've got about 7 points out of the 6 games. Fucking rubbish, quite frankly. It's just shite. I've got nothing. I was apologising for being too negative on the last one. No apologies here. You're getting all my negativity and then some. Well, we'll try and find some positivity from the embers of what has been a fucking wreck of a month. And there's no dressing this up. Okay. Where should we start, Neil? I think we've got to start. We know it's all been bad. We know, apart from those 2 lovely games in the middle, which seemed like a lifetime away, we know it's been bad. The context has been, we've had to bring our excuses to the fore, haven't we? We've had to make them front and central. We can't stop saying, you know, we're compromised. This is so bad now, there's got to be reasons. And we're looking for reasons. And the injury crisis remains the ever-present, all-presenting reason.